The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
They say it takes a big man to admit he's wrong, but I say it takes an even bigger man to admit he's never wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you that bigger man, Eric Metaxas.
I'm having trouble hearing myself. Is everything okay? Can I hear my... There I am.
There I am.
Alvin,
hey,
it's radio.
I can hear you.
If we can't hear each other, What's the point, right? Now, listen. Today, as far as I know, is Thursday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed this out to me, and I said, I've got to point this out to this audience. Today,
yes,
9/19/19,
mm-hmm.
September 19th, 2019, is a palindromic date.
It is.
Palindrome is something that reads the same forward as it reads backwards.
Yes.
Because the Greek word dromo means road or street or way, you know, way,
yes.
Path, okay? So palin is to do something again. Palin, okay? So to do it again, to go forwards and backwards, the same, palindrome.
Yes.
So a palindrome, for example, able was I, ear I saw, Elba. Napoleon is supposed to have said that. Madam, I'm Adam. Adam said that to Eve. These are all palindromes.
Yes.
Okay, the name Anna
is
a palindrome. The name Otto is a palindrome. All right?
So this date and all the dates starting from a 9/1/19, and that's a shout out to Mike Opelka for calling that to my attention. But the last nine dates, and that's like doesn't happen like in 1,000 years or some crazy number like that.
1,000 years. Most of us won't be alive when it happens again.
No.
Okay, so 9/19/19. So today's September 19th. 2019.
Okay.
And today's Thursday. So in hour two today, we've got an encore. Every Thursday, we do an encore in hour two, and we pick, you know, the good ones because we don't want you to miss them. So today, we have Cary Severino and Molly Hemingway. They were here in the studio to talk about their new book about Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And it is the book to read, especially at a time when he's being attacked again and again,
again.
And again. I mean, it's just horrifying. So anyway, that's hour two today. Hour one today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring into the studio none other than our friend Kevin McCullough, a.k.a.
Votestradamus.
Votestradamus knows all, tells all, good luck charms. He's very, very prophetic. He has a third eye that he covers up with his hair. It's very creepy. He's going to be wearing a turban, the Votestradamus turban.
Yes.
We've purchased a golden Votestradamus turban.
We did.
Now, you're not going to be able to see this on radio unless you have an amazing radio. But if you go into YouTube tomorrow, the next day we post these things on YouTube if we can. You go to Eric Metaxas Show. By the way, subscribe.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yes, you
come
should.
On. It's free.
Sure.
He's going to wear, we're going to try to get him to wear this beautiful gold lamé turban with a very, very fake jewel in the middle of it.
Oh, that was fake?
You know what? I think probably because it's huge.
Well, we
it would be like 75 carats.
We paid a lot for that hat, about $20.
Anyway,
so better be
Kevin McCullough is a political prognosticator of the first water. And I got to tell you, talking to him about the election and everything, it's always fun. So he's going to be here actually in a couple of minutes. He's here.
Yes.
So when we get him out and then but make sure he doesn't see the turban initially.
Because
we want to slip it onto his head when we get a moment. Okay, in the news, Trump was down at the border touting the success of the border wall. They're building the border wall.
Yes.
Okay, now it just so happens, I hate to talk about my own books, but I've just brought a copy of my new book called Donald Builds the Wall. This is a prophetic statement with my third. Heaven authority, I declare, Donald builds the wall, and lo, it is built. It's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah. It's the companion piece to the news today. And
I was going to say, this you could
forward.
Have ripped this right out of the headlines.
You could have.
Or the headlines could have been ripped right out of this book. But I want to say this, Albin. I'm still waiting for the president to tweet about my Donald books.
I know you are.
Donald drains the swamp. He didn't tweet about it. I know Sebastian Gorka gave him a copy in the Oval, as all the insiders call it. They don't have time. They're so busy.
Yeah.
They don't have time to say Oval Office.
Office?
They just say the Oval.
Yeah.
And so he gave him a copy. Now, my theory is that Trump, being famously thin-skinned, he kind of looks at it and he goes, I don't know if I want to be called a caveman. So he may be diffident about supporting this. But I think when Donald Builds the Wall comes out, he's going to understand, no, Mr. President, you do want to tweet this out because this is, you know— yeah. This is good
it's
news.
The most lovable caveman ever.
Ever. You, ever. Yeah.
Tim Ragland did a great job.
Yeah. Well, Tim Ragland is the genius here.
Yeah.
And anyway, but you can see that. So Donald builds the wall. It's happening in the headlines. And I thought of this today, Albin. And I know people are going to steal this, but I don't care. Because you know what? I don't need people to validate my genius.
Well, Reagan said if you don't need to take the credit, you could get a lot accomplished.
And
right?
Guess what? Reagan didn't say that. I said it.
Oh.
Okay. Here's my phrase, okay? If you build it, they won't come. Does that make sense?
Oh, I've been blown out of the back of the studio with
that. I was going to say, in the spirit realm,
whoa.
I saw you just like fly out of here at the speed
whoa.
Of light. Seriously, though,
creepy.
If you build it, they won't come. Now, that maybe sounds like a diss against would-be illegal immigrants. I have to say that I think it is cruel to encourage them to cross our borders illegally. In other words, how could you not want to do that? If you're suffering, you know, in Guatemala or whatever, and you know that there's a land of plenty a couple hundred miles away, you're gonna go there. We need to make it clear that we can't have that, okay?
Right.
We would love to take care of the world, but we really can't afford to yet. If the economy keeps going the way it is, maybe sometime in the future we can afford to do all kinds of things we can't do today. But I think that the other thing is that the media has downplayed how the drug cartels control the border, how you have these coyotes trafficking women. I mean, this is the most despicable behavior. And they basically, they turn a blind eye toward it. I mean, the opioids coming in. Anyway, we all have heard this. But if you build it, they won't come. Donald builds the wall. Actually, yesterday I was on Sebastian Gorka's show talking about this. Today, I think by the time this program airs, I will be on the Dennis Prager show talking about it next week. I think 700 Club is going to be airing an interview with me talking about Donald Builds the Wall. But I'm still waiting for Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is in the book.
Oh,
one of the good guys in the beginning of the book.
Okay.
Looks like a cartoon version of Sean Hannity with 80s style hair.
Oh, that's
and
neat.
And you would think that Sean Hannity would understand that. That it's about time that he has me on to talk about these books.
Yes.
I think his producers must be Satanists or something.
Oh, no, I
probably shouldn't say that, but you know what? I don't care. Let the chips fall
where
they may.
Is that Sean Hannity or Jay Leno? I can't. Okay.
No, the one you're looking at, that's Hannity.
Okay.
So anyway, we want to encourage people this week, if you don't mind, folks, to buy the book. The first week sales are the most important. The publisher tells me to harp on this, so I don't mind harping on it. Albin, what else do we have to talk about before we get Vote Stradamus here in the studio?
Well, we could mention MyPillow.com. It's the reason why we were able to buy that hat, because MyPillow.com is a sponsor of this show.
Yeah, you know, if you go to MyPillow.com, it turns out that if you use as your code the word Eric or Metaxas,
yes,
either one, you get our full discount.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, it's a whopping discount.
It is.
And you can tell your friends, they don't have to listen to the show. They don't even have to like me. In fact, they could hate me. Yeah. They could still get our discount.
Yes.
All right. So if you go to MyPillow.com, please tell your friends, because the codes you get off TV and stuff like that, that goes like right into the DNC coffers probably.
Right.
And you do not want to feed that beast.
If you're
beast.
Walking by an alleyway and somebody says, psst, psst, I got a code for MyPillow.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't use
well, those
that.
Are all black market codes.
It's illegal.
Those are black market codes. It's like, what are we, Bulgarians or what? I mean,
come
you don't
on.
Need to go with the black market.
No.
We have a perfectly good free market.
We're civilized.
And I just want to say you got to use the code Eric or Metaxas. Eric or Metaxas. We have so much else to look forward to. Tomorrow, we're talking to Ted Decker, huge novelist. Anyway, when we come back, the great Votstradamus.
Jackie Blue, what's it gain, girl, if you never lose? Ask a winner and you'll probably find. Blue jacket, they've lost it some time. Don't try to tell me that you're not aware of what you're doing and then you don't care. You say it's easy, just a natural thing.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Taxes show. As Albin and I just got through promising, we have in the studio none other than our friend Kevin McCullough. Some of you know him as Votestradamus, but we know him as Kevin. Kevin, welcome.
Hey, Eric. It's good to see you.
Look, I just love talking to you. The other week, a week ago, we were together on the Salem Radio New York City cruise.
Correct.
At the Statue of Liberty and whatever. And we got to talking, and I thought, we got to get you back in the studio, because the reason Chris Himes dubbed you Votestradamus is because you are extraordinarily prescient in your prognostications with regard to politics. And you said some stuff to me on the cruise, on the ship, and I said, I want my audience to hear you say this. So first of all, if people need to find you, where do they go?
Well, you can go to TheBingeThinker.com. You can find my podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere. You can see me on the Fox News channel almost every week on the Harris Faulkner show. But, it's easy to find.
Okay, TheBingeThinker.com. All right, so but you get deep in the weeds with politics, which I don't. I'm instinctive. But when you're talking about the details, you said to me something about what you thought would happen in the 2020 election. Let's start there.
Okay. And by the way, I would like to think that I'm prescient, but a stopped watch is right at least twice a day.
So right.
I do hit some of them.
Humility just helps as well.
So I'm saying, well, when I get things wrong, it's particularly helpful. No, okay. I think – so you travel a lot. I'm in a lot of different circles. I hear a lot of conversations. I hear a lot of people saying, you know, they're worried that Trump's not going to win re-election. And I think that he is going to win – by a bigger margin than he won in 2016. In fact, I've been on the record for about 2 months on my own show saying I think he's going to win 34 to 38 states minimum, and I think that in doing so, he's going to rack up an even bigger electoral college win than he had in 2016. And it's really going to drive the New York Times, the Democratic Party, and everybody that's trying to impeach Judge Kavanaugh right now. It's going to drive all of them even crazier than they already are.
The question is, will it drive them off the cliff?
If they're not there already.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that there comes a time when I feel like we're due for a correction, a market correction, not in the financial markets, but in the culture. When the Democratic Party goes so far left. They've been doing this for decades, but you never thought they would get here.
They weren't this bold about it.
Where they are now is stunning.
Right.
Where the New York Times is now is stunning. Where academia is now is stunning. So places like Yale, places like the New York Times, they are effectively dead. They are shells of what they once were. In other words, they still have the brand. In other words, the brand is what carries them.
Right.
They don't deserve the readership. Yale doesn't deserve the accolades that it gets or the respect it gets from people wanting to go there, because they have this brand. But my instinct is that those brands they're hollow shells. And when I talk about a reckoning, I mean, it just seems to me that at this point they need to go off the cliff. In other words, the dustbin of history ought to include things like the once great New York Times and once great colleges like Yale.
Well, if you think about either academia or modern liberal publication print, New York Times being representative of them, the Washington Post could be in that same category, et cetera. You have seen a transformation over the last number of years where the fear of not being balanced is just no longer the pretense of
right.
Not that they ever necessarily were,
right.
But now they're not even. And so, for instance, this week you have this back-to-back stories that the Times run that leave completely exculpatory information about Justice Kavanaugh out of the reporting, and they still defend the actions even after being called on it twice. It's that kind of stuff that I think Trump voters, he's 94% solid in his base. This is a record level of base enthusiasm for an incumbent president in terms of their own party. And I just hold up the New Mexico rally that happened a couple of nights ago. They had 10,000 seats in the arena. They gave out 45,000 tickets for the event. You had thousands inside. You had thousands outside. Same story that you've seen in every blue state that he's campaigned in. You've got a packed house. They're there. 40% of the attendees were Hispanic. 30% of the attendees were Democrat. 20% of the attendees were people who had not voted in any of the last four election cycles.
Are you kidding?
This is amazing, revolutionary data that they're gathering on 45,000 registered voters in New Mexico.
But when you say that New Mexico is a blue state, like I'm not aware of it as a blue state. So it has been traditionally a blue state?
He did not win it in 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so simple question. Why is he campaigning there? Why is he doing a rally there?
Because the odds are in his favor. Just like they are in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota for the first time. I think Minnesota will be a state that he flips. But you're going to see a number of additional states that he only lost by the tiniest of margins in 2016. They're going to move into his column because people like jobs. They like better wages. They like the fact that we're not involved in a lot of ground wars right now all over the world. And they really do like the fact that they've got a fighter in the White House who actually cares about their country and is willing to stand up and be counted for it. Now, there's still, you know, people say, well, he's salty on Twitter and all this stuff. Yeah, that's going to be with us forever. But the people that Trump knows he is there to serve love him for it.
Well, I'm amazed that you think that he'll do that well. I shouldn't say I'm amazed. I'm pleased to hear that. It does seem to me, though, that I guess Laura Ingraham was saying this last night or two nights ago. And again, something that I've thought myself, but just the level of desperation on the left is such that the gloves are off. They have ceased to even think about decorum or civility. If they can take you down in a way that is completely disgraceful, that doesn't matter anymore. It used to matter.
Yeah. Well, in addition to that, though, they've adopted all these kind of crazy, wild, strange ideas. So now we're told that if you're a good American, you have to be willing to basically give up the GDP of the country for the next 15 years so that maybe we can take a bus to Honolulu. None of it makes sense. And it's kind of, you know, someone I know just released this great book.
What is that?
Donald Builds the Wall.
Oh, my goodness. I got to get a copy.
But there's actually something in here about the raw Green Deal.
Yes.
And that is exactly what voters of America have been thinking.
Yeah.
The idea is when you have a bona fide Democratic candidate for president stand on stage on a televised debate and say, yes, we're going to take your guns away from you. The Second Amendment is a pretty deeply held conviction in this country. It's the second oldest amendment of our Constitution, our founding document. And to just stand up as kind of a tyrant and say, no, I'm taking it away, that's not going to sit well. And as we've empowered people with a better economy and better wages, people are starting to discover they don't need to be beholden to a political party to give them the benefits that they thought maybe they needed, you know, 6 to 8 years ago. It's a different landscape now because of the economy.
When I see this president do things like give the Medal of Freedom to Mariano Rivera, who last I checked was not that white. I met him.
He throws a mean cutter.
I met him a few years ago, and, you know, his English skills are not that good. He's a devout Christian who loves this president, and this president obviously loves him. I actually think that your average American sees things like this, and when they hear people call Trump a racist, they just scratch their heads.
Yeah.
And they know, they and their families and their neighbors, that they all know you have to ignore it because it's just gotten absurd. Everybody's a racist. Everybody is a bigot. I think most people understand that's just not the case. And the only question is, can the mainstream media continue this narrative successfully enough? How long? You know, I'm sort of worried about the younger voters.
I think the argument is they're not carrying it successfully now. Let me go back to the New Mexico data. At the rally, 40% of those in attendance were Hispanic. 4 out of 10 of those that were in attendance at the New Mexico rally were Hispanic. That is not a number that the Democrats want anybody to even contemplate.
I can't even believe it myself. 4 out of 10 at the Trump rally. We're not talking about citizens of New Mexico. We're talking about who came to the rally.
Right.
Were Hispanic.
And when he talked about needing to have strong border security and building a wall, overwhelming support from within the arena,
yeah.
which obviously had all those Hispanics embedded. So what it tells you is a couple of things. That issue is not monolithic. The Hispanic community is not monolithic. Another prescient or not prediction I've made in the last few months, we'll see when 2020 rolls around. I believe that Trump will carry a greater percentage of the African-American vote than any Republican president of my lifetime. And President Bush did the best at about 11% in his reelect. I think Trump is going to be somewhere between 15 and 18% of the African-American vote when it's said and done.
I have to say that I think that's right. And it also gets funny, too, because ironically, the Democratic Party is increasingly less in touch with black American voters. I mean, when you think of somebody like a Bernie Sanders, when you think of somebody like Elizabeth Warren, it's almost funny because she is my caricature of when I think of like a white woman politician.
Right.
She's the caricature.
Right.
Like she's wearing these, you know, these little glasses and you know, did you see the video of her dancing? I mean, you just think you need to have some political skills.
Sure.
And I don't know what people are talking about the size of her rallies or something. Every time I see her, I just think she's like a clucking school marm. We're going to be right back. It's the Eric and Taxes Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda unleashed torrential rain in parts of Texas, prompting hundreds of water rescues, a hospital evacuation, and road closures. Forecasters say some places could see 40 inches of rain or more this week. Imelda's deluge is largely targeting areas east of Houston. Britain's Supreme Court is aiming to hand down its judgment in a landmark legal challenge to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament early next week. The country's top court must decide whether Johnson broke the law when he shut down Parliament for 5 weeks until October 14th. The strike against GM by the UAW now in day four. The walkout began Monday with UAW members say they do want a bigger share of the billions the number one U.S. automaker has made off their hard work since it emerged from bankruptcy a decade ago. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
All right. Hey, folks, that's Elvin Bishop. For you Elvin Bishop fans out there, you get a lot of letters. And I said, we got to play some Elvin Bishop today. I'm sitting here with my friend Kevin McCullough. Kevin, we sometimes call you Vote Stradamus. And before the show is over, if people watch this on YouTube, now we never post the YouTube videos until the day after the radio show.
All right.
But we're going to have a visual thing. We're going to have a very visual thing.
Why am I very scared?
When this is over, at the end of the show,
why are my knees shaking under the table?
Let me just say, Vote Stradamus may make an actual appearance. Okay, when we were just talking about, you know, the elections and all this kind of stuff, but I want to say that when I look at the field, I still have this idea that it's so messed up that none of these people is going to get traction. They're going to go back and forth. It's Warren. It's this. That. I think by the time this is, you know, we're into November, December, I think we will have cycled through them all, and I think that the mandarins of power in the Democratic Party are going to say, we're not going to be Trump. We need to use the nuclear option. The nuclear option being going back and getting Hillary Clinton to save America. And she's going to come out of the weeds like an old bass volunteering to save America. And she's going to have somebody like Kamala Harris as her vice president. And they are going to get people excited. And it's our time. It's our time. It's our time. They're going to lose. But I think that's what's going to happen.
I pray that you are correct, because I think that would be the best scenario of all for Trump.
Don't you think Hillary is champing at the bit? She's sitting, booties for her little grandchildren.
And what Democrats are going to vote for are very different. The party has moved way beyond Hillary. And it's
until their hatred of Trump forces them to turn their lonely eyes to Hill.
Let me go back to your sizing up the field, though, because there's something that I think is important. Biden right now has the plurality, but not the majority. If you look at the rest of the field, everyone kind of beyond Warren in the top three, they're insignificant. They're in single digits. They're not doing very well. Maybe Buttigieg, maybe Harris break up into a 10 or 11%. But the three powerhouses are Biden, Bernie, and Warren.
And you should have done air quotes around powerhouses.
And support for Sanders is the strongest in the field of any of the candidates, because these are the same Bernie bros that are still ticked off that they got cheated in 2016.
Yeah.
If Bernie's the candidate, they're gonna tie themselves to railroad tracks and, you know, till the wee hours of early morning of the general election to try to force the win. Now, here's the interesting thing. The Warren voter and the Sanders voter are almost identical, except that Warren's people are not necessarily people that voted expressly for Bernie in the past. But you look at the platforms, what they're advocating, they're very, very similar. Biden is the guy that sticks out. That's why he's made a hard left turn in recent months. What you're going to see is if one of the two of them drops out, that will immediately launch the other one to a majority in the polling and eclipse Biden. The question becomes, what does Joe Biden do? How long does Biden stay in? Now, he's got significant challenges in memory recall.
I mean, it's getting worse and worse.
And it's
funny, though. It's like the funniest thing you've ever seen.
We see it, but the average voter is watching it and seeing it now, too.
I mean, look, Gerald Ford stumbled twice, and for the next 10 years, every skit involved him, like, falling down. I mean, Biden says stuff almost daily that is hilarious.
Well, the opening sketch of SNL for the fall, if they don't include a Biden lookalike trying to pump a phonograph with a record player, like, they're going to miss the unique creative opportunity.
And then his dentures go flying across the room.
But back to Bernie and Elizabeth for a second. Their support is strong, and it makes up kind of the backbone of the new Democratic Party. And it is something that doesn't have any patience for Hillary, doesn't have any patience for the old guard, doesn't have any patience for Biden, who represents that Obama and kind of Democratic Party. So what you're going to get is a socialist who's hardcore left on all social policy. They're going to promise everything possible to give stuff away. It is going to be the most radical ticket at the top of the ticket for the Democrats. And I do think that you see a Buttigieg or a Kamala Harris step into particularly Harris, I think, because of California and for some other reasons. But I think even though she's kind of really lost her luster to be the top of the ticket, I think she's kind of an ideal candidate for one of those two candidates to be their running mate. And I think it's probably Warren. So you've probably got a Warren Harris or a Bernie Harris ticket running against Trump Pence. And in that dynamic, in that binary choice, I think Trump could win 40 states. Like, I don't think that it's going to be that close, because these guys are so far out of touch with where church-going, union member families in the Midwest live their lives day in and day out.
Oh, great vote, Stradamus. You're saying some interesting things. I still feel like there are things that can happen that haven't yet happened. Like, I'm waiting for blood to shoot out of Biden's eye during the next debate or something like that, because you just can't. Look, let's
well,
be
look
serious
at his
here. But I just want to say his missteps and gaffes have been so dramatic that they've just about piled up now to where he can't make it.
No, he won't. If he stays in and he gets the nomination, I think it'll be an aberration from what makes common sense to me right now. I just see the support for the Bernie and Warren portion of the ticket being the strongest. One of them drops out. The other one's going to absorb
the voters. You actually think Bernie Sanders could be the nominee? I mean, I can't take that seriously.
Go back and look at the history of how many times the second place guy is the nominee the next time around.
Yeah.
In both parties. It's remarkably accurate.
Well, it would just be
and
the
in this
craziest
case, Bernie's supporters were cheated in 16. They felt cheated.
They weren't
everybody
cheated. They were
said
robbed
they were
by Hillary Clinton, the DNC. Yeah. We'll be right back talking to Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Vote Stradamus. It's the Erkman Taxes Show.
I need someone to love me the whole day through.
Hey, folks, Erkman Taxes here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with my friend Kevin McCullough, also known as Votestradamus. He's holding a copy of my book, Donald Builds the Wall, which brings us to an interesting question. Actually, I've got two questions. First question for my listeners: have you bought a copy yet? That's the first question. Second question for you, Kevin. What do you make of Ann Coulter's cynicism concerning whether Trump will ever build the wall? I often feel that she's too hard on this subject.
Who?
Okay.
Ann had a great spot coming into the beginning of the administration, and I think she's worn out every good grace she's had. And I just don't think she... I don't think she makes the needle move anymore.
She doesn't what?
Makes the needle move anymore.
Yeah. Well, look, she is the one that wrote Adios America, which in many ways can be credited with putting immigration, the issue, on the map for Trump and enabling him to get elected. So it's not crazy for her to think.
He was advocating it before the release of the book. But when the book came out, he endorsed it and was very he very much championed her. She was on the campaign trail with him for much of the 16 cycle. I think that Ann is an interesting person with a lot of very interesting twists and turns in her career. I was once set up on a blind date with her by Barbara Olson, the lately deceased Barbara Olson, no less. I think Ann is a brilliant writer and someone who sometimes sees things that other people don't see. I just think she's taken what I think a lot of people had concern about, which was a Trump presidency, convinced us all that he was the right guy, and now in his hour of need has kind of abandoned him. And so is Mitt Romney. So is a number of people.
Well, yeah, I don't think you can compare Ann Coulter to Mitt Romney.
No, Ann Coulter's a never-Trumper now.
She's not a never-Trumper. That's not true.
Well, her tone communicates that,
no,
that Donald Trump is a liar,
that he is
not committed to doing his number one campaign issue that he ran on in 2016.
Okay, I still don't think you can compare her to Mitt Romney.
Joe Walsh.
Do we care? Like, who the heck is Joe Walsh? I don't live in a world where anybody cares. Honestly,
Bill
though,
Crystal.
That's a little different. Do you think he'll build the wall? I mean,
I'm
not kidding. When I wrote a book called Donald Builds the Wall, I wrote the book because I know that he'll build the wall.
Here's the thing that Ann's not telling people and that people need to be told. He's already building the wall. He allocated funding. It went through a court process. Court sided on the president's behalf. They have added, I think it's somewhere between 40 to 60 miles in one area, in one chunk of it. And that's not repairing old wall. This is new expansion. But you have chunks of the wall across many different miles in three different states that are being built. And the money's being allocated. He didn't get as much as he wanted. He'll get more. Give him a Congress to work with. This is going to happen. This is the number one issue. He understands it. You see the disaster that our borders are, and he can't afford not to do it.
What do you think of the idea of him going to California to fundraise and also basically vowing to deal with the mess that these Democratic mayors have created in these cities like San Francisco? I mean, it's hilarious.
My wife is from Southern California, and so she's got a lot of family there. I've been saying on the air for months, we just need to saw it off from the main continent and push it into the Pacific, let it try to determine its own future and path. When you're talking about fecal-encrusted cities and people that don't know, you have to download an app in San Francisco to avoid the worst portions of them. You're talking about not just that stuff, but the withdrawing your cities from the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which for people that are just listening, you may not know what that is. That was what Bernie Kerik and some of the advisors after 9/11 helped the president put together so that the feds could work with local law enforcement to ferret out terrorist plots and to stop them before they happen. San Francisco was the first city to withdraw from that.
Why?
2 years
because,
ago.
Because they actually
they hate Trump.
Because they prefer the terrorists to Donald Trump.
Well, combine these factors, withdrawing from the terrorism task force and adding sanctuary status to the entire state. So now people are coming in. You have no idea who they are and you're not vetting them. And you're not talking to the feds about people that may be there under ill-advised reasons to try to hurt your country. And we keep stopping Middle Eastern and African people on the southern border. How are they getting there? And why are they coming through our southern border?
Well, here's my question. Could we, it seems to me that the federal government has some power in bargaining with states. Do they want to secede?
I think Gavin Newsom and the Democrats that run all of the major houses in California at the state level, they run both of the mayor's offices in L.A. and San Francisco, they have turned their state into a cesspool. And they are doing it primarily to stick their thumb into the eye of the president and to say we're gonna do everything we can to bring you down. It's not going to work. The state's going to lose. They're in really bad shape. They've lost major corporations to Texas and Florida and Alabama because everybody's moved there for the tax benefits. They keep raising taxes in California. Producers aren't going to – they're not going to stay there forever. My father-in-law, who's an architect, small practice, but has done pretty well for himself, is looking to relocate to North Carolina for this very reason. He can't deal with it anymore. You keep pushing out every person in the state that brings in any kind of revenue.
Right.
You just run out of rich people to tax at some point.
It's what AOC did to Amazon here in New York. It's like, well, you're too capitalistic. We'd like you to leave.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to have an appearance of the real Vote Stradamus. I just want you to get ready, Kevin,
I'm
and
very
for my audience.
About this.
And if you're not watching this on YouTube, people, obviously, this is a radio program, but tomorrow we'll air this on YouTube and people will get to see what we're talking about. When you talk about the House, getting the House that we need to do stuff, do you think that we'll take back the House?
I think we have a very good shot at it. And it's going to be early on election night that we'll know if the races on Staten Island in New York City and upstate where Shel Farley, who ran for Senate, is now running for a House seat, if the AOC district, which I don't know if it's going to be competitive, but if it is competitive, it's going to be a good night for the Republicans early. In New Jersey, there's a couple of seats. There's these spotlighted seats all up and down the East Coast. If Republicans take some of those early, then I think the House is going to have a good night for the Republicans. And, yeah, I do think we could – I think we have the math possible to take it back. The question is, will we?
You actually believe that AOC could lose her seat to a Republican?
Yeah, the right Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kooky. I love that. All right. Well, when we come back –
I'm not saying it's a done deal.
No, but I mean just the very idea that it's possible – I just want to say that Vote Stradamus is going to make a special appearance. We're sitting here with Kevin McCullough. You just wait. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The war of words between the United States and Iran is intensifying now. Correspondent Rita Foley has more in this report.
The U.S. says Iran is behind the drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities over the weekend, but Tehran denies it and is warning that any retaliatory attack would lead to all-out war, with a lot of casualties, in the words of Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He says his country doesn't want a military confrontation, but warns Tehran won't hesitate to defend itself. He spoke after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the attack an act of war. Rita Foley, Washington.
And on Wall Street now, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is down 7 points. The Nasdaq remains 18 points higher. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got...
Hey there, folks. It's Eric from Taxes Show. I'm talking to my friend Kevin McCullough. Some of you listening know him as Votestradamus. My friend
doesn't
Chris Himes...
quite the same ring as when Chris would say it with you.
...called you Votestradamus. Yes. Well, you need a couple of
But he would drag
here.
It out. He'd be like, Votestradamus.
Votestradamus. I know. I can't kid around by myself in the same way that I would if Chris were here or Albin. But let me just say that Votestradamus, in our minds, Chris and I and now Albin always felt that Votestradamus is kind of like Karnak on the old, you know, Johnny Carson show, that Votestradamus needs to have some kind of a turban to give him the authority when he makes these Delphic pronouncements. And so we thought we might get you a gold turban.
After
and
I a said, half hour of Delphic pronouncements.
And I said, no, no, no. And then I said, yes, yes, yes. And look, there it is. Oh. Albin has the, oh my gosh, that's the real turban of Votestradamus. Can you try that on? Because if that doesn't fit you, we'll take it back.
It looks like an early era NFL cap.
Well, you know what it does? No, no. Does. Oh, my goodness.
No, you know what it looks like? It's a shower cap from the 1940s for billionaire wives.
That is absolutely incredible. You have authority.
Yeah,
when you speak with that, when you speak with that turban on, you speak with authority and not as the scribes, right? Inky, dinky, and
putting my Siri.
Unbelievable.
This is so great.
Okay, so I should ask you then, oh, great Votestradamus, can you tell me who will be the next mayor of New York City?
Oh, that's a good one.
Huh?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
No, stop it. Come on.
Her district may be redistricted, and it may go away, because the Democrats and the Republicans both hate her in the state of New York.
Right.
So I think they dangle a jewel to her and say, how about being mayor?
You're kidding.
I'm not.
No, you're not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
I'm talking to Votestradamus, ladies and gentlemen. He never makes mistakes. Okay, Votestradamus, you really think so? Okay, if she doesn't get it, what about John Catsimatidis? Do you think he could ever be mayor?
If John runs, I think he has a great shot
at
being
mayor. Oh, it's
John. And for people that are not in the New York area, he is a billionaire developer. He has oil, buildings, grocery stores, and he is a New York legend. He did run for mayor once before, but I think if he makes another run, it'll be a much more strategic approach to it. But he said he has one more run in him. I don't know that this go-around will be the one.
Oh, great Votestradamus. Can you tell us, do you think Bill de Blasio might be reelected?
No.
Why?
I think he's done.
Why was he elected last time? I mean,
because only 15 people showed up to vote.
Everybody knows he's the worst mayor in history, and I'm remembering Abe Beame, okay? Abe Beame, John Lindsay.
I'm not even sure if he's eligible because the term limits were on and then they were off for Giuliani, but I think they went – no, then Bloomberg had three. So that's – you know, he could – I guess he legally could run for another term.
Well, great. Vostradamus, do you think Mario Cuomo's son will run for another term as governor?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You think Andrew Cuomo will be governor for life?
No, I don't. I think he will run for president at some point. In fact, look, if Joe Biden jumps from this electoral race before the end of this year.
Yeah.
So if Biden's out, like, say, by mid-October, mid-November.
Yeah.
Look for Andrew Cuomo to get in
as
the moderate unifier.
Andrew Cuomo.
That could.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He was low taxes early in his career.
Oh, great, Vostradamus. What a load of prognostications you have dumped
New York,
on us.
Though.
What else do you want? We're out of time. When we come back, Vostradamus, we're going to get you to talk about other states. It's great to have you here.
Let's talk football sometime.
And most importantly, thank
Dallas
you
Cowboys
for
the
promoting my
year.
New book, Donald Builds the Wall. That's the most important thing. I don't want to lose sight.
Thank you for giving me one that was signed to somebody named James and Jonathan.
James and Jonathan, those are your kids.
Oh, is that who it was? Oh,
right?
Just kidding.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
God bless you. You can take off the turban now. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.